blessing to see so many. Thank God for the law of increase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 13 of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, "For we have the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, past tense, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak." Now, we've been talking about the spirit of faith. One of the laws that actually is revealed in Scripture concerning the spirit of faith, or a spirit of faith, is that you believe the word of God. You need to know where your belief is. We believe the word of God. Hallelujah. You know, the scripture says, "Who report will you believe?" Now it's talking to us. Who report will we believe? We will believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. Or you could say the word of God. Amen. And so the Bible here is telling us that our faith, or our believing, is based on the word of God, what God said. Amen. Now you wanna always take other scriptures and build upon revelation, because the scripture tells us, Amos chapter 3 verse 3 says, "How can two walk together except they be in agreement," or except they agree. The Bible says, "In walk with God." So it's obvious by that statement, those two statements, that he was walking in correspond to what God had said, or otherwise he couldn't walk with God. Because God's not going to agree with us, we have to agree with God, because he's right. Hallelujah. When the scripture says our thoughts are not his thoughts and our ways are not his ways, now that was under the old blood covenant. And then here again, we're born again, but we're not all knowing. God is all knowing. We move with God as we get knowledge of God, the knowledge of God. Amen. And that's a process. I said, that's a process. You're not all knowing. So there are areas in our life that we may not have the knowledge of God in. Hallelujah. Now, the most important or essential thing pertaining to knowledge that one has to have, that you must have this. You must know that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior, and have confessed him as the Lord of your Savior, and have experienced the new birth experience. That's essential. Are you listening to me? The Bible says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new." Hallelujah. So that's the knowledge of the born again experience, becoming a child of God. Hallelujah. But there's other things that pertains to life. Amen. And God is concerned about the whole man. But his first and initial thrust is to get us born again. Amen. Because, you know, if Jesus come right now, the paycheck you're going to get this week wouldn't mean nothing to you, because you won't be here. Are you understanding that? The car you drove today won't mean anything to you if Jesus come right now, because what you got in heaven is far better transportation than down here. The house you have today, as great as it is no comparison to the house you have in heaven. And you don't have to worry about the light bill or the water bill. You don't have to worry about any bill, right? So being born again is essential. That's first. Like Jesus says, in the area of priorities, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you." So we're in the process of having things, if we've actually put first things first, which is making Jesus the Lord of our life, having Jesus in our heart, and loving God with all our hearts. That's first. Now we're in the process of fulfilling all these other things being added to us. Hallelujah. And they're going to be added to us, and added to us right until the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then it's going to go even further than that. Life don't stop here. When we leave this dimension, life really begins to be fun then. We haven't seen living yet. Glory to God. Glory to God. I think about it, man. I think about it. I don't want no one to miss that. You know, there are going to be some people that's going to never, ever experience what it's going to be like having a glorified body. I want to experience, and will, I will, we will experience that. If Jesus Christ is in your life, one day, and I could say one day soon, we're going to have a glorified body. I want to know what that feels like. I've been in this body all my life. The other one, I'm going to be in it all my life. And I want to know the energy that that body provides for me. And I will know it. Are you listening to me? But the people that don't accept Jesus, I think about it and it set my heart. They would, can you imagine this? They would die eternally and never ever experience a glorified body. They would suffer all their life. They have suffered on this side, and then you go into greater suffering and it never ends. What was more important to call a person to miss that glorious opportunity of reuniting to their Creator, their Father God? Nothing. But this devil, there's an enemy out there, people. We got to realize there is a devil, and he has demons and all people working for him. Not all of them, but he has people working for him. The Bible talks about warfare, the weapons of our warfare. If we wasn't in a warfare, he wouldn't say that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. So it's obvious there is a warfare going on. A warfare is like a battle. You have two opposing forces coming against the humanity. Not against, one is coming for and the other coming for too. Satan is coming to take us eternally to hell with him, which he's lost with us. Come on, can I see a show of hand? He's lost us. And you're not gonna ever turn and go back. I mean, what's back? We're gonna keep going forward. So you got the kingdom of darkness and you have the kingdom of God, dear son, the kingdom of light. You have Jesus as your high priest. We have God as our Father. We have all these angels sent to us, according to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, to minister for us as heirs of salvation. Hallelujah. Thank God for the angels. Praise God. Thank God for the ministry of angels. They have a ministry, and they're here to serve the body of Christ. Thank God for the angels. They protect us. They keep us. They're encamped round about our children, our grandchildren, our cousins, our uncles. Hallelujah. Our parents and grandparents, the angels are at work. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So all these other things are being added to us as we gain knowledge, because God works by knowledge. Satan works by ignorance. The lack of our knowledge is to his advantage. So the more we know about our Father God, our Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Word of God, the more and more Satan experienced defeat in your and my life. Now, if I was the devil and I knew what I just said to you, I would do all I can to keep you ignorant. And that's exactly what he does, because he know what I said is true. I just painted his picture. He don't want us to gain the knowledge of God. And he'll do whatever he can to keep you and I from it. That's why you got a faith coach, and I be him.
Thank you for watching the Oasis of Love TV 10-Minute Workout. This teaching is available in its entirety on our Oasis of Love TV YouTube channel. We would love for you to subscribe, like, and share these teachings around the world. This message was brought to you by the patrons at Love Center Family Church, Joseph and Deborah Hill Ministries, and our faith partners worldwide. Like to become a faith partner? You can do so by sowing a financial seed at paypal.me/362LoveCenter. Or you can text to give at 54244, then text LCFC Give. Your gifts of love are truly appreciated. If you need prayer, you can do so by calling 757-539-7079. That's 757-539-7079. And if you're in the Tidewater area of Virginia, please be our guest by visiting us at Love Center Family Church at 362 East Washington Street in Suffolk, Virginia. Services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And remember to reach out to the world with the love of God, and God loves you just as much as he loved Jesus. And faith and the anointing work by love. You have a good week.